G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to another episode of the Selection Bullet Points podcast, and this is episode 25. And make sure you head to operatoredge.com/selection if you're going to be doing selection. All right, number of free resources there in regards to what I can do to help you get ready for it. But today's episode is called My Selection Journey. So I'm just going to go through how I basically went from joining the army and what I did before that, and going through my timeline into SF. And you'll see that there's a number of sort of roadblocks and hurdles that that I had to sort of get over and get in, and a lot of mistakes that I made as well. So just to give you an idea that it might not be smooth sailing, but you can still get there if you're persistent, all right, and as long as you learn from any mistakes that you do make. Right, so my journey in SF and in the Army, I started Army Cadets. I did Army Cadets when I was about, I think I was maybe 12 turning 13, and I did that for about 3.5 years, and that was really good. That was a really good setup leading into the military, leading into Kapuka. You know, I knew a lot on weapons, did a lot of weapons training. We did navigation, knew a bit about the Army, rank, RATEL, all that kind of stuff. So that was a really good setup. So if you're a young kid, definitely worth doing. You'll learn a lot, and it'll make Kapuka, you know, a hell of a lot easier, and you'll just cruise through it, as opposed to people who are getting a bit overwhelmed because they know nothing about the Army. So definitely do that. And a massive leg up too if you're going to go the direct recruiting scheme. So that's where I started. I think I got to the rank of sergeant in there. So that was good. That was good fun. I joined the Army when I was 18 turning 19. I decided to go CAV, all right, Royal Australian Armoured Corps, because I always wanted to go SF. That was my main goal, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll learn something other than infantry beforehand. If I did it again, though, I'd probably go infantry, okay? It'll just set you up a little bit better if SF is your long-term goal, and you'll see what I mean by me making mistakes, and I'll go through a little bit at the end. But 1999 was when I joined cavalry. Was supposed to go to an armoured unit. I got massively shafted at IETs at Puckapunyal, and they sent six of us to a company support unit up in Darwin, driving around the SIGs and the brigade staff. I was a brigade driver for a while, actually, so that was certainly interesting, but not what I joined the Army for. Ended up going across to 2CAV a couple of years after that. Regular Army, it definitely wasn't what I sort of, I guess, expected. I was just a little bit bored, you know. I wanted to learn as much as possible. I wanted to learn more. I didn't really get that from the regular Army, which is why, always wanted to go SF, and it sort of confirmed it. Probably wasn't actually going to end up going SF until I met a couple of SAS blokes when I did the Arabic language course. So that would really put me back on track and got me motivated to do selection. I did SF in 2002. Got through that, no problem. I was about 84 kilos as a reference. So I passed that. I think my run time was webbing and boots cams. I think my 3.2 was about 15:20, something like that. Turned up 2003 SAS selection course. Didn't make it through there. Got just past like a happy wanderer it was. And I'll go into this further detail in my actual course, but safe to say, didn't get through. Left. The Army was basically a dirty civilian from 2003 to about 2007. Did a number of stints over in Iraq doing the private security, which was fucking awesome, awesome fun. I had a great time over there. Worked with an Aussie company and then moved across to an American company, EODT, really great company. So that was good fun, but always had the urge to try SF again. So left over there, joined Reserve Grunts Infantry just to complete or attempt selection. Did that, I think, in 2007, maybe the end of 2007. Oh, sorry, start of 2007. So I wasn't grunt qualified. I didn't do IETs for grunts. I was just going to do, my plan was just do selection. So I rocked up for the SFED. I think that was in June 2007. Failed the run. I think I got, it was a 2.4 then. I think I got 1140 something. You need to get 1130. Okay. That was with boots and webbings and your rifle as well. So failed that. And then I went back a couple of months later for the SFET and got through that. Okay. I think my run time actually was like 11:26. I passed by 4 seconds. My running certainly wasn't that great back then. So I rocked up to the 2007 Commando Selection course. That was in about October. I didn't last long on that. Failed the run, got the boot. All right. And then I went back and did, it was about 6 months later because I used to run two Commando Selection courses then. So 2008, rocked up to that one and finally passed that one. That was when it was about 4.5, 5 weeks long. So that was quite a journey. Moved on to the reinforcement cycle, got through that, no problem. All right. So thank fuck I finally got through. But as you can see, I basically failed three times, okay? Failed SS once, failed the run for one of the SFETs, failed Commando Selection once, okay? So basically three separate times before I got through and then made it through Rio and got into Special Operations, all right? So that's basically three failures along the way. A few reasons for these, reasons, excuses, whatever you want to call them. Firstly, I came from a CAV background. I didn't really know anyone who was attempting selection and from what I know now, I made a lot of mistakes, okay? I just wasn't physically, I probably wasn't there. I ended up getting injured early on when I did my first selection and I just couldn't carry through. Made a lot of mistakes. Equipment might not have been set up properly as well. And mentally, I just wasn't there, okay? I was probably a little bit young as well. Certainly didn't have the right mindset. Because, you know, didn't do a lot of mindset prep, which was my second point. Why? Because I didn't really understand what that was, all right? I didn't understand what sort of mental toughness was, had zero emotional and development training, nil stress management strategies, piss poor self-talk, nothing, okay? I just had nothing of that. Three, I was immature probably. I didn't really believe I could get through and I was probably a bit lazy, to be honest, at the time. I wasn't the person I needed to be to pass selection, all right? I hadn't developed into that person. Fuck, I didn't even know what that person looked like and who I needed to be, all right? But why I'm telling you this, and what I want you to realize is that, especially if you've done selection once, failing selection once doesn't mean shit, all right? Failing selection twice doesn't mean shit, all right? You might get injured. You might just get a little bit unlucky. I know one of the guys in my program, compound fractured his finger. There's a lot of different injuries. Maybe you didn't learn from the first attempt like me. So really, failing once, failing twice doesn't necessarily mean shit, all right? You don't want to do that. Obviously, you want to get through first time. But if you have a ordinary run or you don't do the right prep, which a lot of people don't because they don't know what that looks like, if you fail first time, no problem. Doesn't mean shit, all right? You can develop into the person you need to be to pass selection. Everything assessed on selection is trainable. You just need to know what that is and how to actually train for it. And especially if you go once or go twice, don't make it, you need to fucking learn from it and you can get better and develop into that person. Passing selection isn't rocket science, all right? It's not a fucking black art. It's not a fluke, right? It's not highly improbable, right? With the right prep. Like I said, everything assessed on selection is trainable. You just need to know what to train and how to actually train it. Do that and passing selection is absolutely achievable. It's totally possible. Why? Because people fucking do it every year all around the world, okay? And often those dudes will take more than one go. To go back for a second and even a third attempt, risk going through that another failure, all right? That really shows that you have high emotional pain tolerance and that's fucking excellent. That is great, all right? So just because you fail once, don't give up there. I talk to a lot of people that do fail once and that's it. They don't go back and then, you know, they call me in their late 30s or 40s and they want to have another crack. And while you certainly can have another crack, the chances of you getting through, you know, towards 40 and over is much lower, all right? So do it early if you can, all right? I'm always surprised when people fail selection once and they don't go back, all right? Because you learn as much from your first attempt. You should learn a lot from your first attempt that will have you much better prepared next time, as long as you can handle the possibility of another failure. A lot of people don't want to go through that another failure again. But the one way to look at it is, and I remember I got this from Tim Ferriss, I heard him say this, is that if you don't go for it, what are you missing out on? What possibilities are you missing out on by not doing selection a second time, because you might fucking get in. And then you've got all those experiences, all the fun, all the skill sets of working in an elite unit with all the other blokes that have been there, going on awesome operations, learning a lot of stuff, all right? So you might miss out on that purely because you have that fear of not wanting to fail again, all right? So think of it that way, all right? So it's all absolutely achievable. It's all absolutely possible. I just told you how I'd fucked up a number of different times, all right? Some people say I probably shouldn't have got in, all right? But I was persistent, probably didn't learn the first time, went back, matured. There was about 4 years between my first and second attempt, second and third attempts, all right? So make sure you learn. Make sure you understand what you need to do to prep for selection. And if you don't know what that is, because most people don't, unless you've done it a number of times, if you want help, make sure you reach out to me, all right? That's exactly what my course is designed to do, is to get you ready. You still might not get through first go, right? There's no guarantees, right? You might not get in at all. Right, but at least you're going to have the right prep, and you're going to go into selection with the right tools and understand what selection process is about, and confident that you've done everything. And then it's about executing. And then if you don't get through, learning and going again. Right. So if you want any help, make sure you reach out, reese@operatoredge.com via email. You can contact me via Facebook, via Instagram. Right now, as I record this, Facebook and Instagram are down, but hopefully they'll be back. But either way, send me an email. reese@operatoredge.com, and let's have a chat about it. All right, that's it for this short episode of the podcast. Hope you got a lot out of it. Hope you understand that, you know, that failure factor, it doesn't define you. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be in SF. Doesn't mean you can't be in special operations. All right, so failing once, failing twice doesn't mean shit. All right, if you really want it, you'll work it out. Right, that's the attitude you have to have. You will fucking work it out if you really want it. Right, and I can help. So make sure you reach out. Right, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.